Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Gator's out, Stoney is in, which always feels to me like buckle up.
Let the festivities begin.
You never know what's going to happen with Mike Stone in here.
How are you, Doug?
I'm great, Stoney.
Good.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
That's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Always good to see you. And how have things been in general? You doing anything exciting? I heard you drove back. You drove back from, was it Philly?
From New Jersey,
was
yes.
It? Okay.
Yes, because got our flight canceled 3 hours before the flight.
Yeah.
You know, with all the crap that's going on. So, and I had to be on the air after the Lions game. Thankfully, it was a 4 o'clock game, and we tried to book any way to get out of there between, you know, Newark, where we're supposed to, and JFK and LaGuardia and even Philly. It was only an hour and a half drive. I said, what about Baltimore? We can drive. It's 2.5 hours and I can still get here in time to go on the air with Jennifer Hammond after the Lions game at 8 o'clock. Nope, nothing till like Monday. So I said to my wife, I said, you know what? Let's get in the car because we rented a car and just drive.
So,
but the problem was because we had a rental car.
Yeah.
And so as we were starting to leave, she goes, well, you better call Hertz. Just tell them where you're dropping the car off, right, or whatever. So.
Oh, you didn't do that when you rented it?
Well, no. Originally, we were going to drop it off right at the original airport.
Oh, you already had the rental car.
We had the car.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm sorry.
So they said, well, you can drop it off in Detroit, but it's an extra like $900.
Yeah.
So we had to go back to Newark, turn in the car, rent another car one way. It was still a few hundred dollars, but it was a lot less.
Yeah.
And so got pulled into Metro to get our car at the airport around 5 o'clock. But thankfully to the... you know, great little things you can watch on your phone. I was watching the Lions game the whole way.
So was this
at least that part?
If you were in Newark, does that mean you went like the northern route through Pennsylvania?
Route 80, yeah, no Pennsylvania Turnpike, which was a pleasure.
Oh, really? You don't like the Pennsylvania Turnpike?
No. Well, for me, I'm not the greatest driver. Actually, my wife drove the whole way. So to go through the, especially at night or if it gets dark and in the rain, to go through those two tunnels, or the mountains, tunnels through the mountains, I hate all that. But
do you?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a little kid. I find it exciting. You know, that's better than driving through Iowa, where your eyes can't possibly be distracted from the road by the scenic views.
Yeah.
But
it was just different driving Route 80. It was a lot smoother. It was a lot, I don't know.
And Route 80 is not bad. I mean, look, I've made that drive quite a bit.
Because you drive through where, you see, there's the State College exit. Yep. There's the Williamsport exit, which is a bucket list item, by the way.
You've never done that?
The Little League World Series? No.
Yeah, well, you always can.
I know.
Yep.
I know I can. You know what else is on the Pennsylvania Turnpike that people in my demographic would remember? Yeah, I'm sure you remember it. Look on the right. It's Three Mile Island.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Nuclear meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say Sparrow because at all the rest stops, you can get that fast food pizza.
Oh, but, I know. It's not great pizza.
No, it's not. So anyway, we spent a good portion, not a good portion of the morning, but I don't know if people are aware, Stoney has Philly ties. Yeah. And
I sang a little Fly Eagles Fly yesterday.
He was discussing how this is WIP talks with Nick Sirianni on Wednesday. Well, usually Tuesdays, but it got moved back to Wednesday because they played the Monday night game.
Right. Kind of like it's in, you know, our company station, Odyssey. It's kind of like with Dan Campbell on with John and Jim.
Yep. So we tuned in. There was one thing that stood out to me, but it wasn't really much Detroit specific. Like, Lions are taking on Sirianni's Eagles on Sunday night. So let's hear if there's anything that they have to say. And it was basically all
Green Bay
game, which is fine. They programmed to their audience, but we were kind of hoping that there would be something intriguing about Detroit, and there was really nothing.
No.
I don't think it, in fact, I'm not even sure it got mentioned till the end, but, and to be fair, you know, we'll talk to Goff, and sometimes we get to the end of our interview and we haven't said anything about the coming opponent.
Correct.
This week was different. This week, we were quick to move on from Washington and had moved into Philly discussion. I find one of the biggest cliches in sports that I push back at all the time, and they were doing it on the Philly station, and they're doing it in Philly. I think every fan base bitches about conservative play calling.
Oh, yes.
Every fan base thinks that their coach and their team is conservative and that they, you know, the play calling's predictable. And I've kind of talked about this for years, but I was just cracking up. This is the defending Super Bowl champ. They're the one seed in the NFC, and they won a game on the road against one of the contenders. And they couldn't escape the conservative play calling as a topic. And I'm just like, it's so cliche. And I don't know why. Does everybody think that every fan, do you think other teams are conservative? Or do you think it's only your team?
Well, because you only watch your team so much. So when you get to watch another team do something that you would disagree with, it does kind of stick out. Like, you know, everybody in Philly was fixed on the fourth down where he decided to throw a pass on fourth and six rather than punt it 20 yards, which made no sense because Green Bay had no timeouts.
But you do realize that is a hyper-aggressive play.
Of course.
Not conservative at all.
No, I know. But that's why it's funny, because that's why I was listening, driving in, because I don't listen to WIP at all, really, because I'm concerned more. People don't believe it. I'm concerned about
the totally
Detroit
believe
teams.
It. I get where you're coming from, right?
But today I wanted to listen, and on the way home, all they were talking about was, you know, the offense, not as good as it was last year. You know, it's we had a problem. They won the Super Bowl last year. They're still right. One of the best. You know, you're right.
It's cool to have high expectations, yes. But I just think. It's all relative, right? It's all relative. If you think your team is hyper-conservative, that you must think others are more aggressive.
Yeah.
And I find it to be, it just, how many fan bases of 32 NFL teams think that their play calling is predictable and their team's conservative?
Probably 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, when it comes to Philly versus the Eagles, like we were talking about, the fourth down play was ultra aggressive, something that we love here from Dan Campbell. Now, in that situation, I don't think I would have loved it, but it just shows you there is a difference. There's a defending Super Bowl champs. They have one of the best records in the league. They haven't played as well as you would like, but they just keep winning games, kind of like what they did last year to lead up to their run.
Right.
And people are bitching. And, you know, and I believe that. And obviously, Mike is one of them because he grew up in that part of the country as well. It's just a little different. Our expectations are higher than they are in other parts of the country. It's like you have to win every game. We don't look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is the championship. It's all about the championship.
You're not looking at the bigger picture, because the bigger picture is good teams lose. Bigger picture is understanding that you're not perfect.
Right.
I think you guys are hyper-focused and have no perspective. How about that?
To a certain extent, okay. That's true. To a certain extent, that's true. But we won't let things pass in the Northeast like they do in the Midwest.
What do you mean by that?
I'm trying to think of it as an example. If there's a controversial play, we'll harp on it here, But in Philly and New York and Boston, they will just try to run people out of town, beat it to death. Yeah. And it's just the way we're raised.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole booing and things like that, I mean, that's part of our DNA. And that's why even I, who I don't think I'm really negative, is looked upon by a lot of people as negative.
Do I think Stoney's negative? I think you can be.
Yeah, at times I am, but I look at myself as being realistic. I mean, I'm being
don't
fair.
Don't you realize everybody does? Everybody thinks that their own thoughts are realistic.
That's true.
Nobody goes, all right, I'm going to be wildly unrealistic all the time, and this is going to become my norm. But
or how about we're not as patient?
That might be it.
And I've gotten more patient over the years, but that's more of an age thing than where I'm living, too.
It's fascinating to me that was the tenor of the conversation.
Yes. We're too conservative.
But, you know, I mean, they aren't running the ball the way they did. The Eagles games, I think six of them, Saquon is averaging three and a half yards or less rushing.
That's the problem. They're not running the ball. They lost, you know, Becton. Their offense, gee, you think we can relate to it? Their offensive line is banged up. Juergens, who is, you know, Jason Kelsey's replacement 1 year later, like we have Rag now, he's been hurt. I don't know if he's playing on Sunday night or not. Lane Johnson, he got hurt during the game. So, yeah, they're going through the same things. And when I say ultra-conservative, really? They were throwing the ball a little bit too much when they had the lead even before that last series that kept the clock going. And instead of, you know, like Hurts throws the ball out of bounds, you know, take a
wow.
Take a sack.
We breaking down the Eagles?
Okay, my bad, Kane.
Can we get Sirianni on here?
All right. I do have a Lions question as it pertains to the rest of this season and expectations. It was part of... That's called a...
There we go. I'm looking at first take. Do you have concerns about the Eagles offense?
Well, we do. To be fair, the Lions are playing this Eagles team coming up on Sunday, and it is a huge game. Yes. And we tried to compartmentalize and ask the audience yesterday. We never got to this. Mm-hmm. Twitter question. What to expect from the Lions the rest of the season.
Right.
Like, where is this team going to end up? All the voting took place and people commented, and I read none of it yesterday because we did the Veterans Day show. So I want to tell you where the pulse of the Lions audience is right now. Where you people think this team is going to end up? And your choices were, it was win the Super Bowl or win the NFC. I got to go over and see exactly where it was. I did this yesterday. I can't remember what I did yesterday. It's Carson Anderson.
Welcome to my world.
Stoney's in for Gator here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Scott Anderson is out today. Michael Stone is in today. I am Doug Karsh. This is 97.1. All right, so Twitter question.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Twitter at DougAndGator971. And we do this sometimes, and we get good content out of it, and we get a sense for what people are thinking. And as we like to say, the best comments will be read on the air. So yesterday we asked the question on Veterans Day. Here's what the whole tweet said. Lions got back on track Sunday with a 44-22 win in Washington. Meanwhile, Philly wins a rock fight in Green Bay 10-7 Monday night. The Lions are back in first place. Will the Lions win the division? Will the Lions win the NFC? Vote and comment. Best comments will be read on the air. Your choices were in the vote. Win the North and the NFC. Win the North, not the NFC. Lions will not win the North, or Lions will miss the playoffs. What do you think the most popular response was?
Probably the one that I would suggest, which would be the second one, win the North, but not the NFC.
Kang, do you have a guess as to what was the most popular response?
I'm sorry, I'm going to need that poll again.
Yeah, it's okay. Win the North and the NFC. Win the North, not the NFC. Lions will not win the North. Lions will miss the playoffs.
I'm going to say win the North and not the NFC.
Okay. That's the same thing as Stoney, and that was the number one response. 53.2%. Win the North and the NFC, 36.6%. Lions will not win the North, 7.9%. Lions will miss the playoffs, 2.3%. And it's crazy because, I mean, we did a show a week ago. It was the day after the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And people were rattled. The Minnesota game and no activity at the trade deadline 1 week ago rattled. Now, you know, it's obviously a more popular, people are feeling better about their team 1 week later. And when you look at the context of what's happened around them, there's not a flawless team in the NFC.
No.
And so.
Or in football.
Yeah, really, there isn't. I mean, they're in the mix, right? This Lions team is in the mix. And I kind of feel like that's a realistic ask. If year in, year out, if they can keep this team in the mix, eventually they're going to win a Super Bowl. I really believe that. And if you keep drafting the way they're drafting, and there's no reason to believe that Brad Holmes is suddenly going to stop being able to identify and find talent in the draft, you know, I think this team's going to be in the mix for the duration of, you know, the.
So how will you define duration? Because eventually, although he's still relatively young at what, 30, they're going to need another quarterback.
They're going to need another quarterback. Yeah. And so it's funny, right? Quarterbacks play into their late 30s.
Right.
We could still have 6-7 good years of Jared Goff in front of us. And the challenges change because what we don't know that's going to work, it's set up and it feels like it's going to work, is you're able to re-sign your best players and make it work under the cap because you're bringing in cheap replacements for everybody else.
Correct.
You're going to have guys on their first contract for 4 years. And if you're drafting well, hey, you're going to be able to make it. You're going to be able to balance the cap.
And the cap will continue to rise. If you have to pay more for some of other young players that develop and get good.
Right. When they decide that Isaac Tesla needs a contract extension
from
in a few years.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm just using it as an example. Let's say it's Tate Ratledge, that they can't let him walk, or Tyreek Williams. But so some of the comments that came in with this, because, you know, a week later, Detroit's feeling way better about their team. Pat writes in, the Lions will win the North. They have payback against the Packers and Vikings coming. Not concerned about the top seed. It meant nothing last year. Go ahead.
I think we are poo-pooing the top seed a little bit because of what happened last year, and I think that's false. I think you try. I mean, whether they'll get it or not is it's relevant, but not. It diminishes the importance of the top seed just because the Lions blew their chance last year. They blew their chance last year because the quarterback had a horrible game and they were banged up. Playing two games instead of three, it's such an amazing advantage. You do not want to just, who cares about the top seed? You can't do that.
So I care way more about them being healthy going into the postseason than I do the top seed.
But this
is why that's irrelevant, sort of. It's not like you can say, I'm going to choose to be healthy and give someone else the top seed. That's not like a card you get to play.
Exactly.
You just kind of hope you're healthy.
Right.
And if they're healthy and a 2 or 3 or 4 seed, but they're healthy.
Right.
I'm going to feel just as good as I did last year when they had the bye, but were really banged up.
Yeah.
And there's no guarantees. Like, I do the same thing everyone else does. Look who they're going to get back and revel in it. And guess what? Between now and then, somebody else is going to get hurt.
I know.
You're never completely healthy. In fact, I would say that there is mark this down. There is a likelihood, okay, that a player that isn't on our radar at all is going to be playing a key role in some key games in December and maybe into the playoffs. That could be a practice squad guy.
Right.
I would also argue that there's a player that's not on the roster that they don't even have right now. It's not in the organization that's going to play a key role.
It's very possible.
I think it's likely the way that this league is set up.
Right.
Okay. Didn't the Packers have defensive backs running pass routes on Monday night? Like, the level of desperation.
I'm glad you mentioned the Packers, because even in that game Monday night, they lose their starting center. He's probably out for the year, right? I would assume. And they had another injury up front on their offensive line. Every team's going through this. I mean, we can't just focus on, and we do focus on our team, but there are a lot of teams that are going through some really bad injuries.
Yeah, and so we can sit here, and that's why it makes it such an unpredictable sport. Is I'm not crazy by saying there's somebody that's not in the organization right now that's going to play a key role.
No, you're not crazy.
I expect it. We don't know who that guy is. No. We don't know what position he plays. But, I mean, whatever date this is November 12th. November 12th, remember, we talked about somebody not in the organization is going to be counted on.
Right.
And who that guy is, there's no telling. What position he plays, there's no telling. But just, you can pretty much count on it.
But hopefully we're wrong.
Hopefully we don't need that.
Right.
Yeah. That's something I'll lean into being wrong about. Hey, they're completely healthy. No way. Rich tweeted us, the NFC is too much of a powerhouse to bet on the Lions winning it. Can they? Absolutely. But it's the Lions versus the NFC field. I'll take the field. Yeah. I mean, Rich, you're 100% correct on that. And quite frankly, give me any team or the field, I'll take the field. Any team.
No doubt. Any in the AFC too.
Exactly. Kevin writes in, Sunday's game is going to be a dogfight to determine the top team in the NFC. If the Eagles continue to make calls like they did at the end of the game last night, the Lions could win by double figures Sunday. That's from Kevin at work. Joe writes in, fail, back on track, fail, get back on track. The inconsistency is a concern. I just don't know. Joe, I would say, tell me which team you have faith that is going to be quote unquote consistent. Because I think every team has
flaws. I mean, we love to talk about the Seattle Seahawks. Who have they beaten? And if you want to play that game, they haven't beaten anybody, if I'm not mistaken.
I haven't looked at their schedule.
Who's any good?
To help ease that fans' concerns about inconsistency, though, the Lions have literally just made a change to stop the inconsistency, and that's Dan Campbell calling plays moving forward. And that's why he did it, is because they have to get back into that flow and consistency that they had. And he basically confirmed it, you know, on yesterday's morning show, saying, yeah, he's going to continue calling plays. So hopefully this is the right fix for this team to be consistent.
And let me give you something else that should make you feel better about whether or not they truly are inconsistent. What was the stat we had today since the 1-6 start? The Lions have the best record in the NFL under Dan Campbell, though, like 45-12 or whatever it is. That's pretty consistent. And they have the longest streak in the history of the NFL of not losing back-to-back games. That's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Like, you could sit here and say they're inconsistent. Or are they the most consistent team in football? Because I think you can make a case that they actually are the most they have the best record since that 1-6 start.
Yeah.
And they don't lose back-to-back games.
Here's who Seattle's beaten. At Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh seems to be pretty fraudulent, right? It's a good win on the road, but they beat New Orleans, they beat Arizona, They beat Jacksonville. They beat Houston. They beat Washington. They beat Arizona. And now they here they are playing the Rams.
Yeah.
They don't beat anybody who's really that good.
Noted. 248-539-9797. The college football blitz thingy straight ahead. Stoney, I'm looking forward to seeing how you handle the blitz thingy. Mm.
Doug, I want to give a shout out to somebody who listens to this radio station constantly and this format for years, who is home from the hospital. I did not know. I just got a text from Keith. He says, I just got home from the hospital, had a kidney removed. I have an old transistor radio, and I'm listening to you guys. You're helping me get through the day. So, Keith, hang in there, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, Keith. We do appreciate it. Hopefully you feel better. Stoney, are you ready for the college football blitz thingy?
Yes, I'm very ready.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90. In stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Heads or tails, Stoney?
I'm going to take heads.
You took heads. It is a head. So you can receive or you can defer.
Oh, I always believe in deferring.
Okay. Oh, he's got a strategy, Doug. Be careful. Here we go. Yep. Question number one. Brian Daboll has already been fired, so that means the New York Giants job is open or will be open at the end of the year. And the Bill Belichick rumors have already started at North Carolina. What does your gut tell you? Who will be coaching North Carolina next
year?
Well,
it won't be Bill Belichick. I don't know who's going to be coaching, but I thought this was a terrible fit to begin with. This was the oldest of dogs in the game, and nothing has evolved more than college football. And even though it's more like pro football, I just don't know that Bill Belichick and college football, there's an oil and water thing about it. And so I don't think he'll be coaching North Carolina. Will he be coaching the Giants? I think there's a better chance he's coaching the Giants than he's coaching North Carolina. So
I think the Giants ship has sailed. I think Tom Coughlin has a lot of influence in that organization. You might look at somebody like Halfley, who's the defensive coordinator at Green Bay, who has the Boston College Coughlin ties. I heard, I think, Boomer Esiason talk about that. So I want to give him the credit. However, I just have this funny feeling that Carolina is getting a little better. The word is he's starting to, you know, get along with his players and they're starting to fit in. I think they might give it another year. I think Bill Belichick will have one more year coaching the Tar Heels.
All right, guys. Next year, Jordan Hudson will not be coaching North Carolina football anymore. This ship has sailed. They will move on. It was a terrible hire to start with, and things have only gotten worse, if you ask me. I know they you know won a couple recently, but overall, this is not the right fit. And who will be coaching North Carolina next year? It's going to be Jordan Hudson's stepson, Stephen Belichick. I mean, this was always the move the whole time. This was the long play the entire time, was to get Bill Belichick's son and Jordan Hudson's stepson the job at North Carolina. So when Bill moves steps away, his son will take over. All right, Michigan is playing Northwestern at Wrigley Field this weekend. The Wildcats are building a new 35,000-seat stadium, which is costing a college football record, guys, $860 million. This is at Northwestern. Thoughts on a smaller but very expensive stadium?
I think it's perfect for them, number one, because they don't draw a lot of fans, except when a few times years that they're good, or when the alums of other schools come to Chicago, like is happening with Michigan and other schools. It is very pricey, but you know what? I think Mike Greenberg, Michael Wilbon, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I think they donate all their money to that school anyway, so what the hell? They can afford it. The rich people who graduated from that school, they can afford it. I don't care about the money. I think it's a great idea for them. The
ticket prices are going to be insane because it's such a small stadium. I kind of wonder if they're just hoping it's small enough that we only will serve our own fan base and finally get a home field advantage. They didn't have a big enough fan base, so other fans would take that place over.
Right.
So, I mean, this is supply and demand. The supply is down. The demand for other teams, which have all Big Ten fan bases, right, you know, invade Chicago. So this might be the perfect play for them.
Will there be a huge student section who will be able to sell their tickets?
Maybe. I don't know how to limit those. Mm-hmm. A lot of student sections, you have to have the student ID right to present it when you get in, so a commoner can't buy a student ticket. I think it's a fascinating experiment to see if Northwestern can right-size their stadium to actually give them home field. But ticket prices are going to be through the roof.
So the good thing for me, personally, it looks like it's going to be amazing. You know, I love the amount of the smaller amount of seats, makes it more intimate, especially a school like Northwestern, who's not a powerhouse in college football. The thing I don't love is, guys, this just means, look at how much money is running through college sports, man. My God, you know, that any school that doesn't even care about football really is going to do something like this. Overall, it just makes the college sports viewing for me, this less enjoyable, unfortunately. But as far as the stadium's concerned, I think it's going to look amazing. I think it's like you said, Stoney, they can afford it. So, you know, I'm not going to cry for them on the price tag here.
Well, you talk about the college football. I mean, look what's going on at UCLA. They're trying to get out of their lease at the Rose Bowl and play at SoFi.
Yeah. That was one of our college football questions last week.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys, sticking with college football this week. Where will Deion Sanders be on this date in 2026?
I think he's still going to be at Colorado. There's a lot of speculation that he is going to leave. I did a little research on that, and I feel like it's all coming from the outside. When I hear Deion talk, I still believe he wants to make it work there and get started with him coaching his boys, but I think he's going to stick with it and be at Colorado next year.
I think he wants to be at Colorado, but I think he has major health issues. I think he needs for his own well-being to just take a year off and get, if he can, 100% healthy. So I think he's going to resign for a year, maybe even if they'll let him, which I think he does run the school there, so he'll be allowed to take a sabbatical.
Okay.
I think he's going to still be back at Colorado. I know there's a big buyout, so I don't think he'd want to get fired. So I think he wants that money. Because I think, you know, I've said it many times before, I don't think colleges even care about buyouts anymore. I mean, it doesn't matter how big it is. They'll just make up for it on the back end somehow. But yeah, I think he's going to be back. Maybe the issue was bringing on all the former players to be coaches and things like that. Maybe he needs to revamp the staff and not just the players on the field, but also who's coaching the players. All right, Michigan State, Penn State, they're on CBS Saturday. Brad and Gary are on the call. This is Gary Danielson's last season. So this may be his last time to do a local game for us, you know. I know a lot of people think he's the best college football analyst ever. Do you agree with that? And if not, who is?
He is the best college football analyst ever. I mean, there have been some good ones. Bob Greasy was good. Kirk Herbstreit is really good. But Gary is the best because he was able, in simplistic terms, for me, to show things in a very, you know, in a way that wasn't too crazy. I mean, he was one of the first to use the Telestrator, things like that. And he's, look, I'm biased. He's a good guy, too. So, yes, I think he was great.
Gary does something that is so subtle and so awesome, and he does it a lot. Before the ball snapped, he will circle the player on the Telestrator and won't say anything. And he is right all the time. It cracks me up because he's like, it's like, I'm not even going to bring much attention to this. He'll just circle a guy, and sure enough, the tight end catches the football. Right. It is so subtle and so awesome. The one guy that I love now, because I know he does his homework. Like when you're with a team, like I get to be with Michigan a lot. I do a lot. This is my job to know as much as I can about this team. This guy, when he does Michigan games, knows as much about him. You can tell he does his homework. He has a podcast. He does a deep dive. So if he's talking about Michigan and he knows what he's talking about there, I assume it's the same thing with Michigan State, with Southern Methodist, with Florida, with Washington State, whoever. And that's Joel Klatt. He really does his homework and knows the teams that he is working a game, and I appreciate that. Gary was the best. Joel Klatt, in my opinion, is going to replace him as the best analyst in the game.
So it's really hard not to say Gary Danielson for me either, guys. But right up there with him is Bob Greasy as well. When I hear those two voices, they just give me this calming feeling. I feel so connected that college football is on my TV. So with that being said, I will give the slight edge to Gary Danielson just for the same reasons that I said. When I hear the voice, I know college football's on, and I know I'm going to get something very informative and entertaining as well. I think it works always well with whoever he's partnered with. I know it's always the same partner usually, but before then too as well. All right, which college football rule would you abolish or just change the NFL version?
Okay, Stoney, maybe it's just me, which is something that you like to say.
Mm-hmm.
I would abolish double numbers. I can't stand double numbers.
Well, you
I can't
don't have
stand
the whole
that
controversy that you had with USC.
Yeah, there was at one point.
You hate the number 11?
Michigan had four number threes. Wilton Spate was number three.
Yes.
Rashawn Gary was number three. The kicker was number three, and the punter was number three. That was quadruple numbers, but I don't like double numbers. So let's go back to the way it was. Maybe it's just me, Stoney.
No, it's not just you, because it's hard for the fans, especially if you're sitting at the game, okay? They don't sell programs like they used to, so you're trying to figure out who's this guy, who's that guy? No, that's a really, really good one. Mine is just for God's sakes, if a guy's running down the field unmolested, he trips and falls and hits his knee, why should he be down? He should be able to get up and run again. That's ridiculous. You have to be touched to be down.
I don't like the targeting rule because I don't understand it half the time. I don't know if they understand it half the time. I just think targeting's made things worse, or maybe they want us to debate the whole targeting thing. I didn't like that. And just to reverse the last part of this question, I'd want the NFL to adopt the college football kickoff rule, because I like the old kickoff better, but that's me.
Well, if the question was phrased the other way around, there's plenty that I wish the NFL would take from college.
All right, speaking of college and the NFL, let's just ask this. I got to ask this question, guys. Why do they call it the 2-minute timeout? Can they just call it the 2-minute warning?
Maybe it's just me, but I guess not, because we talked about this before. It's the stupidest thing in the world. Ooh, we don't want to be like the NFL. We can't call it the 2-minute warning. We got to come up with our own thing. You can't. What are you worried about being like the NFL? Why? Because they're professional and you're not? That's bull crap. It's ridiculous. It's such a minute thing, and I'm a nitpicker. But call it the 2-minute warning. Hell, get it sponsored.
Stoney, I do play-by-play, and I don't know what to call it. It's the 2-minute warning, except they want us to call it the 2-minute timeout in the college game. So we have a live read now associated with it.
Oh, really?
It's time for the 2-minute timeout, which has really zeroed me in now, calling it the 2-minute timeout. Before that, I was calling it the 2-minute warning. I was calling it the 2-minute timeout. I was saying the clock stopped at 2 minutes.
Yes!
I don't know what the hell to call it.
It's so
the live read has made me zero in. I kind of, it's not just you.
Okay.
It's not just you, Stoney. I don't get it either. It's all of us. All right, we're on the Stoney train here.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why don't they just change the name of the touchdown to down touch while they're at it? Like, what? It's all football. What are we doing? It's okay that it's both called the 2-minute warning. We're okay with it. Fans don't care. Media doesn't care. Just call it the 2-minute warning.
And there it is. That concludes the college football blitz thingy. Got some feedback coming in on the blitz thingy. From DET313. We are into minutiae that bothers people, but DET313 posted... Instead of saying confirmed or stands, they now say the play is upheld after reviews. It's such a small thing that irks me. So what's funny is upheld doesn't tell you whether they got the call right or not. In college football, when they did a review, they used to say the call is confirmed, meaning what we saw on the field is what the replay showed us, or they'd say the call stands. When they said the call stands, that told us that they couldn't tell from the replay, right. So they have no choice but to go with what was called on the field. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. I like to know if the replay was, that the refs got it right.
Right.
Why would they change it to upheld? The only thing I can think of is that the refs didn't like when they had to overturn a call and they had to admit that they got it wrong on the field.
They should just come out and say, upon further review, Mike Pereira told us it was wrong.
Christoph MD says there's something annoying about calling it the 2-minute timeout. Yep. Yep. I hate the first down stops the clock within 2 minutes to move the chains. I mean, it makes the game more exciting because you have more of a chance of going on a last minute.
That was one of the... They changed it because they realized they wouldn't get rid of commercials. But it used to be, and it wasn't that long ago, maybe about 10 years, I guess, when the clock always stopped first downs, no matter what.
Hellborn Alfchild's making fun of me when I said there was 4 number 3s on Michigan's roster years ago, because I'm not a fan of double numbers. Says, yeah, Doug, it was hard to figure out which guy Rashawn Gary was. it wasn't that it was hard to figure him out. I'm like, that's your number. You get to own it. And, you know, there's an identity that goes with a number. And now all numbers, it seems, have double identities.
If he would have played more in that Ohio State game where they were just short, they might have won that game, you know.
Who, Rashawn?
Yeah, he didn't play enough in that game.
No?
Yeah.
I don't remember that subtlety. But.
Yeah.
I saw another one here I wanted to read. Oh, yeah. From Debt313, underrated guys, Greg McElroy. I think he's really good. Look, the only way you can be entertaining, okay, as a college football analyst, you can be entertaining, but when it comes to knowing what you're talking about,
Herbie's really good.
Herbie is very good, and Herbie's entertaining. He's a great straight man. The relationship between him and Corso was fun to watch.
Yes.
And I know people. You know, struggle with Corso.
During the game, he's got a good relationship with no matter who he's wearing. I mean, he's got a good relationship with Al Michaels doing Thursday Night Football.
Yep. And he's spread so thin. He is spread so thin.
I know.
McElroy's good. The perspective I like to bring to it is that when you cover a team, you know a ton about that team. A ton you can say and a ton you can't say. And you can tell which analysts come in here and really, really do their homework, which makes them trustworthy when they're not doing your game. So
I like Klatt more when he's not doing a Michigan game. And look, I'm a Michigan fan, and I do think he does seem to favor the Wolverines at times, maybe because he knows them so well because he does more of their games. But I think he is more, to use a ridiculous term, fair and balanced when he does other games.
Well, you don't know those teams as well, so you don't know.
Right.
You don't know if he's shading one way or another.
That's true.
I just know that when he does a Michigan game, it's clear to me he's done his homework.
Oh, there's no doubt
and
about
so
that.
So when I'm watching him do Penn State, UCLA, I know he's done his homework on those. I assume he's done his homework on those teams too.
Yes,
and that I really appreciate. And what you're getting is probably close, very close to exactly the way it is.
Well, it's like weird. It's like, you know, all these jobs that, you know, the general public loves, wish they had, ours included.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think, he's a color guy. He just, you know, comes on, you know, watches a little, you know, these guys work, and you do as a play-by-play guy. I know as a talk show host, we work more than many people think. Some work more than others in prep, but it's not as just, you know, you don't just walk in and turn on a microphone.
No, but Gary, and the question came up because it was a good question. It was actually your question. Was Gary the best college football analyst of all time? And he is exceptionally good, and it's good to have him back in the Big Ten for the swan song of his career. You know what was weird is last night, you know, your YouTube feed stuff pops up.
Oh, yeah.
And what popped up last night was an entire Lions game from 1978, the Lions in Oakland against John Madden's Raiders.
Ooh.
With Gary Danielson at quarterback. And his first pass was intercepted.
You know, Gary was a decent Lions quarterback, but he's always remembered for his mistakes. I mean, the Eddie Murray game, he threw quite a few interceptions in that game, if I'm not mistaken. And of course, the Thanksgiving one where Lawrence Taylor picked him off and ran for touchdowns, probably his most famous Lions play.
Well, I mean, for people who don't know, Gary is...
Love the guy.
Really, really fun to talk to.
Yes.
And we'll tell you, we got into arguments. He and I didn't believe it. I believed in something and he did not. And because I was arguing with Gary Danielson, I'm like, he's probably right. He doesn't believe in momentum in sports. He thinks momentum is a ridiculous cliche and that how are you supposed to know when you have momentum and when you don't? And I describe momentum as when you're playing well, you're confident, and you know you're going to make the next play.
Correct.
And when you're playing poorly and things are coming, you're worried about the next play. And that...
The question, though, where he might... I agree with you in that.
Yep.
But I think momentum affects the fans, it seems, maybe more than the players, because players always think they can make the play. I don't think the reverse momentum, if they're sitting there, if another team does, quote, have momentum and they're very confident, the defense, let's say, I don't think they're going in there, all right, they're going to, you know, get a first down on this. I think momentum in the game, I don't think momentum carries over from week to week as much as some people think.
Well, you and I disagree. Okay. But you got Gary on your side, so you're probably right.
Yes.
Straight ahead, would you buy Mega Millions at $965 million? Then we got a question for Lions fans that have ever gone on the road with the team or are planning on going on the road with the team. We'll get to that today at 11:20. Here on Carson Anderson, Stoney in for Anderson on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.